Good evening, everyone.
Uh-oh.
Apologies for the late start. Welcome to the NIAC Board of Education meeting for Tuesday, June the 7th. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Superintendent.
Now we know.
Hello. Is it on? Good. Thanks. Okay. All right. Moving right ahead. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
Motion.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. So we'll start out tonight, Dr. Montesano.
We're going to move into our recognition portion of the program. This is one of the highlights for the Board of Education each year. In a moment, we're going to have the principals introducing volunteers from around all five of our schools that have assisted in the daily activities to ensure that all students in the NIAC schools have had positive experiences in a learning environment during this past school year. Prior to doing that, however, I would like to call upon Principal Nicole Saiva to introduce members of our yearbook team for a presentation to the Board of Education.
Good evening, members of the school board, thank you. And good evening, parents, friends, and staff. It's my pleasure to introduce you to Sue Foss, the advisor to our yearbook, Tower. And two of the students that are behind the creation, Haley Cunningham and Olivia Borcheski. Come on up, girls. You want to present first, or you want to speak a little bit?
We just wanted to thank you guys for all your hard work this year and your generosity towards the yearbook. It allowed us to have creative control and create the yearbook, which is really important for the student body and allows us to look back after we've graduated and see all of the experiences. So we gave you each a yearbook.
Thank you.
Our yearbook title this year is Focus. We chose the title Focus to focus on all the students and the amount of diversity our school has, because our school has classes that fit anybody, whether you're into science or the arts or the theater. It allows everybody to grow and focus on what they want to go into in their future.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
At this time, I'm going to be calling upon our school principals, who will be introducing, as I mentioned previously, those volunteers. I'll invite President Hughes, Vice President Irvin, come to the microphone as well to offer their congratulations. And we will begin with Ms. Capiello, Principal of Valley College Elementary School.
Good evening, everyone, and congratulations to all our volunteers throughout the district. We could not do what we do without all of you. At Valley Cottage, we'd like to take a moment to first recognize our PTA co-presidents who have mastered the one-hour meeting, and we love that. They are endless bundles of energy, always there when you need them to take on any task and not only do it themselves but motivate others. So please join me in congratulating Christine Edmonds and Christy Cristiano. I know that we are missing quite a few people tonight. We're going to be honoring our cultural arts chairs and also a group of parents who've been with us for many, many years. We did have our fifth grade trip to Sturbridge Village today. I know they just got back at 6:30, so we may be down a few people. Our cultural arts chairs, last year and this year, really have pulled together so many wonderful assembly programs for our children, making sure that every grade had something that was special for them. Today and this week we have our last two, and the kids just love it. They learn so much, and there are so many details to take care of, so many endless phone calls. So thank you very much, Valerie Torres and Carolyn Cristiano. When I first came to Valley Cottage 5 years ago, I was introduced to many of these people immediately, and I could immediately see why they were so special, because they were always there, always willing to do anything that was needed. Many of them have special projects that they're sort of associated with. All of these people are leaving the Valley Cottage family this year and moving on to the middle school, so Mr. Johnson, you are so lucky. First, I would like to bring up Mandy Zelter and Joni Tangredi, who are our bake sale queens, and it's amazing how much money you can raise in a bake sale. Next up, I'd like to bring up Michelle Mack. I don't think she's here tonight, but Michelle Mack and Tara Fidalgo. These ladies have been behind the scenes at every single scholastic book sale, anything we need them for, special trips, special functions. Please join me in congratulating both of them. I know that they were with the fifth graders today. And last but not least, we have a special volunteer at Valley Cottage. We have a beautiful courtyard and a beautiful koi pond in that courtyard. And we have our fish tank in our office. And every week, Chris Cifola, who is a member of our community, comes in and he takes care of that koi pond and he takes care of our fish tank, and he is moving out of the Valley Cottage community. So we did want to especially honor him tonight. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you, Ms. Capiello. I'd next like to invite Mrs. Reckenberger, principal of Liberty Elementary School.
Good evening. There's a quote by Elizabeth Andrew, and it says, "Volunteers don't necessarily have time, but they have heart." And the six ladies that I want to honor this evening definitely have a lot of heart. They're at Liberty most of the time, as much as I am. Every time I turn around, one of them is in our doorway. But they're the kind of people that you just have to pick up the phone or jot a little email to, and they're right there to help, lending a helping hand for whatever we might need for staff, for students, and our families, and making Liberty the wonderful place that it is. So although they hold these titles as part of our PTA, they also do so much more that I would be up here all night if I had to explain everything that they do for us. So thank you, ladies. I'd like to honor Marie Corrente and Peggy O'Donnell, the dynamic duo. They are always at our building. I'd also like to honor this evening Shayna Dunbar, who's here again with her three lovely sons. She is at every PTA meeting. She is our secretary of our PTA. Come on up with mom if you'd like. She's having a hard time getting. I'd also like to honor this evening Tara Cummings. Tara provides us with such wonderful Mommy's Night Out. She did a wonderful pocketbook bingo this year. Single-handedly, this woman pulls off most unbelievable, wonderful evenings for our Liberty moms and, of course, dads. And it's with a heavy heart that I honor the last two ladies on my list. Both Tricia Dinoff and Mary Rose Applinap are leaving Liberty after a very long tenure with us. So we honor both of them. Tricia has done an amazing job at fundraising for many years at Liberty and many other things as class parent and whatnot. And Mary Rose cannot be with us this evening, but she has done a fabulous job running our holiday sale and being a fifth grade parent throughout the year. So thank you both very much. So Tricia Dinoff is with us this evening.
I would like to next invite up the principal of Upper Nyack Elementary School, Mr. Joseph Makura.
Thank you, Dr. Montesano, and thank you to all of our volunteers this evening. The first three ladies I would like to start out by honoring this evening run our after-school adventures program. And they are in charge of coordinating many community members and volunteers and even our own teachers that stay after school 3 days a week on various six-week stints throughout the school year and share their own passions and their own experiences to help our students develop passions of their own. This is a great enrichment opportunity for our students, and it is a massive undertaking, and they do it so seamlessly, and they do it always with a smile on their faces. I'd like to honor Melodine Charles, Jessica Goodman, and Barbara Valente. Thank you so much for all you do in this program and for our students. The next two ladies I'd like to honor are what we would call in Upper Nyack our miscellaneous duo. They pretty much can do anything we need done when we need it done. They don't need much notice, and they take great pride and passion in all they do. From our staff luncheon, which they make it unbelievable every single year, it's the stuff of legend, to providing coffee and Kleenex tissues to our incoming kindergarten moms on that all-important first day, to various committees, picture taking, and then of course coordinating many of our own picture taking at Upper Nyack. I would like to honor Maria Sherry and Jennifer Connect and thank them for all they do. And last but not least, I'd like to honor our PTA co-presidents. And there are two quotes that come to mind when I think of our PTA co-presidents, and they're both about leadership. One is that leadership is unlocking people's potential to become better, and they do that each and every day for all of us in our building. Leaders become great not because of their power, but because of their ability to empower others, help when needed, and see a job done. I cannot tell you the passion, the presence that they bring to our school, the energy they bring to our environment, and I don't know what we would do without them. So I would very much like to honor Liz Gould and Jen Mayer, and thank you so much.
The principal of Nyack Middle School, Mr. David Johnson.
Good evening, members of the board, Dr. Montesano. As you know, the success of any school does not only depend on staff and faculty, but on dedicated volunteers. We have truly dedicated volunteers at the middle school. Our first is our do-it-all PTA president, a very friendly face when I first was hired to the position, Ms. Jean Vosimus. She's there at every event. She never says no. Hopefully she's here tonight. Our second nominee, or honoree, I should say. Oh, Jean's here.
Jean is here.
She was hollering back there. Our second honoree is Miss Tanya Rock. She was instrumental. She was instrumental in organizing our eighth grade trip and our staff versus students back basketball game. In fact, she's at the middle school so much, I offered her office, but she didn't take me up on the offer. But she truly was there for three straight weeks, making sure every child had a great eighth grade experience. Ms. Rock, congratulations. Our third honoree is Jill Poveda. She's our PTA treasurer. A tireless fundraiser, allowing all students, no matter what their economic background, to have a great experience at the middle school. Thank you so much, Joe, on behalf of our students. Ann Blanchfield, please stand up. Ann's here. Ann is in charge of refreshments, particularly for my principal's chat. Every Friday morning. Now, we have roughly the same six dedicated parents that show up to express their concerns, opinions, and support Friday mornings. And, of course, Ann's there with great refreshment and coffee to keep them calm. Thank you. Lena Weiss, our eighth grade volunteer. Somehow, she convinced me to play in the staff basketball game. My knee has never been the same since. No workers comp, Dr. Monson. I'm still here. But again, great job. We raised over $2,000, I do believe, for the eighth grade trip and other events. Thank you so much. Jackie McGrogan is not here tonight, but she did a great job at organizing bridges and our staff luncheon, which was like a restaurant-style staff luncheon. So again, Jackie McGrogan, thank you.
And our final school, principal of Nyack High School, Ms. Nicole Saliva.
Thank you again. I first want to recognize the co-presidents of the PTSA at the high school. The role at the high school is a little bit different, I think, than the elementary school, as most of you understand. But I've been working with Kevin Graham and Vanessa Reggiardo now for many years, since I know them as middle school parents. And the one thing that really impressed me about them is when they came on and they took on this job, this role, they took it on so seriously, and they came and they met with me, and they really wanted to take a direction where they didn't just work on Project Graduation, although that's been one of their major priorities, but they really wanted to do something that was very specific for each grade, to give each grade an identity, and I really appreciate that. And what else I really appreciate about them is there are some current issues that, you know, that come to our attention pretty regularly. And this school year, there was some issues around mental health, and there was a suicide at a local school district. And right away, they were so responsive, and they brought in someone to speak to our parents and to really educate them, to look for signs, to let them know about what resources are out there and where parents could go for help. Then, we have more transgender students in the building and some non-gender conforming students, they right away work with that social worker. Who can we bring in? Who's the best resource in the center and in the county? Where can parents go? And they hosted that PTA meeting as well. And I really appreciate that to bring a new identity and a new real definition of the role of the PTSA people at the high school. And yes, Project Graduation, we love it. It's a lot of work. We're looking forward to it. Our seniors are looking forward to it. And we really celebrate that. But there are so many issues, and as you know, as parents, there are so many issues that come up pretty regularly, and it's important for us to have the information, for us to share the information, and to make sure we're responsive to our students' needs, and we're proactive at the same time. So I really appreciate that, and I think they know that I really appreciate them, but today I'm going to tell you that I really appreciate you, like 10 times. So please come up, Mr. Graham and Mrs. Ruggiero. I'm really trying to convince him to stay on another couple of years, but I don't know if it'll work. And now on behalf of Mr. Joe Fusaro, who's not here, he's our art chairperson, I want to recognize, and our students as well, two of the people that have been very, very involved with artworks. Melanie Sullivan and Jill Rossiter. Please come up. And these parents make it possible for our students to get scholarship, all different types of activities. We had the Fall Fiesta, so thank you so much. Thank you. and a parent that I also know for many years, the president of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks, Mr. Jimmy Weck. Mr. Jimmy Weck, I see you. Somewhere I saw you. Mrs. Weck, volunteer for you to remove the cones out of the parking lot. Come on down, Jimmy, and thank you for all the work that you do, also raising funds for scholarships for our students. Very much appreciated. Thank you. And this is a duo that's unstoppable. And I've been trying to, I've been working with them and trying to stop them for years because I'm scared they're going to exhaust themselves pretty regularly with the drama club. Jeanette Daly, who works tirelessly with the Drama Works, who actually was able to offer with all her fundraising the efforts of the Drama Works, offers 11 scholarships to our students last night. So thank you so much, Jeanette. And the best thing about the Daly is they have twins that are graduating this year, but they also have another younger child in our ninth grade going to the 10th grade. So we're going to hold on to them for a few more years. Jeanette asked me on the way if I plan on staying around for three more years. I said only if you plan on staying around as well. So I think we have a pack. And the next, Ross Daly. Ross builds the sets for all our drama productions, as well as just offers so many of our students some emotional support, moral support, teaches them how to the carpentry and everything else. So Ross, please come on down. They host the parties, the cast parties. Thank you so much. And poor Jill Hinden. Jill Hinden one day said, if you ever need anything, please call me. I'd love to sit on a committee, anything I can help you with. I really enjoy this. Poor Jill Hinden, I think she takes her phone off the hook and lets a battery die just to stay away from us. But thank you so much, Jill, for everything you've done this school year. Thank you. I schedule my calendar around Jill Hinden's calendar. She's so helpful. And last but not least, Kathleen Panoff, who's not here tonight, who's the president of Music Works, and she too works tirelessly to offer our kids scholarships, all different types of opportunities. They bring guest lecturers into our music program. So thank you so much, Kathleen Panoff, for years and years of volunteer work. Have a great evening. Have a great summer. For those of you that I won't see, good night.
I do have two final volunteers to recognize who are essentially principal-less. And I say that because they actually serve all five schools. One person, I do not believe she's here, but she's actually my right-hand person in getting information out to all of our parents and working with all the PTA presidents at our five schools. And she has served as our PTA president, the president of the PTA council since my arrival 5 years ago in NIAC, and I do want to recognize Heather Hera. This next individual, I believe, is here, and she is the president of our SEPSA, which is our special education, basically PTA association, who does attend our PTA councils and does a tremendous job of helping our parents with children with special needs, ensuring they have all the information necessary to navigate through our school system. I'd like to recognize Erica Scully.
Take your time.
At this time, the board is going to take a motion to take a recess, and they will be inviting our volunteers or staff members to a brief little reception out in the hallway. There are some things we want to thank Lisa Vitalik, our public relations specialist in the district, for arranging tonight's program. So thank you very much.
Actually, before we take a motion to recess, I'd like to, if the board has any comments. Michael Mark?
Want to just very quickly, I know that this is to recognize some wonderful volunteers who give all of their time. We can't recognize everybody. I have to say, though, that I do want to shout out to all of the parents and teachers who volunteer backstage and behind the scenes in sports events and music events. I've been at a couple of things at all the schools. I was at a couple of events at Valley Cottage in the spring and was impressed by the courtyard. I know we brought up the koi pond, but they've done some new innovations at the courtyard. There was a small crew of folks doing that, and they did a great job. I don't know if this is out of turn, but I'm going to exercise my old person thing and recognize a particular volunteer who is sitting to my right. I want to thank Dan Juchter for his service on the board. It's okay with me. I'm starting something. You can finish it. It's a vocal, concerned, caring board. A substantial part of this is Dan's focused and thoughtful advocacy. His work with the creation of Inspire NIAC and that organization's contribution to the district has not only been significant, but significant over many years. Dan, it's been a pleasure to agree with you and argue with you over the past 6 years. Wish you luck going forward and luck to your family, who will be unfamiliar with your Tuesday night presence going forward. Thank you. Congratulations. Thank you.
So Damon, on the heels.
And Damon Bender, welcome.
Thank you.
Your volunteering is now getting started.
All right. So thank you, Michael. On the heels of that, thank you for the speech with Dan. We actually have a gift here for Dan and from the board. And Dan, I'd like to echo Michael's sentiments. Pick the whole thing up.
There you go.
You know, I got on this board partly because of you. We had some really intense discussions about what it meant to be on the board and the challenges I would face. And as a new board member, you listen. It's like, yeah, I got it. And you get here and you realize you don't got it. And at those times, you were a sounding board for me to help me through some issues. You know, we've not always agreed. We know that for sure. But we've always put the kids first. And for that, I want to thank you for your years of service. As Michael said, you've been thoughtful, you've been articulate, and you get to the point, you get to the heart of the matter, and always focus on the things that we should be focused on. So for that, I thank you, and on behalf of the board, I can't just do it like that. I gotta hug him, I gotta kiss him.
Sorry. Yeah. Trying to help.
On behalf of the board, thank you for your service. Any other commentary?
Sure. Jen Marashino. Just back to, it's been great working with you, Dan. I just want to go back to saying that to all the volunteers, just makes me so proud being part of this community, seeing all of you come up here tonight, and knowing how seriously you take these volunteer positions while holding down your full-time jobs, part-time jobs, managing your 5 children all under the age of 9, and it's just so impressive. You know, it just makes you proud to live in a town where people do so much for their school. So thank you so much.
Some of them do have kids overnight.
Yeah, I know, all the different people.
Any other comments? Leanne Irvin?
Dan, you know that I've been mad at you for resigning and not running again. And so it comes to me now that I actually have to accept that he's going and say thank you for all of your help and assistance. You particularly served as a mentor to me when I came on this board and a good friend. And I hope that just the fact that you're not going to be here on Tuesday night anymore doesn't mean that I'll stop seeing you. I hope to be in touch with you and your family for quite some time. And to all of you who are volunteers, I started out as a PTA volunteer. So I got to know a lot of people in the community and a lot of the women, particularly at Liberty, from the PTA. And it's an opportunity to really make and establish really good relationships with people in your community. I applaud everybody who's come out, and I just always encourage people to get involved because it's a great way to serve not only your kids and the community, but also to just really personally enrich your own lives. So thank you, everyone.
To our volunteers, I also want to just say thank you. I consider, and you all obviously consider yourselves an infrastructure, an angel infrastructure, if you will, and I would have to say that the leaders that spoke about you, that their day-to-day lives would probably, you know, be very much more difficult or almost fall apart without your efforts. So it's really great to be in a community like Nyack when you have the Upper Nyack community, the Valley Cottage community, the Liberty community, and you're all a community. So it's very great to see your involvement in our school district. And next year there'll be air conditioning, so it'll be really nice to see you sit here and be more comfortable in this environment. And to my outgoing board member, Dan, I want to say several things. I always felt that you brought your passion, regardless of the issues that we were weighing heavily. It was your passion that was very evident, whether we were talking about the block scheduling or open-closed campus, or more recently, our resolution for East Ramapo or our breathalyzer. Your passion was always evident, and not only that, you were able to even look at some of your positions and reflect on them and actually change those positions when you felt it was in the needs of students. So I do applaud you. I think you should be commended for your service on the board, and I do wish you and your family well in your next endeavor. So thank you.
Thanks, James. Any other comments?
David.
Okay.
I have a comment, don't you?
Dan Jokter?
Oh, thank you. First of all, thank you to the volunteers. I mean, the lifeblood of a vibrant community is its volunteer effort, and it's no better example than here in Nyack. So thank you to all the volunteers, and continue to volunteer. Try to make the time. I promise you it's worth it. And to anyone that's on the fence about it, it's worth it. So step out and volunteer. I had a couple of things. Please indulge me for a minute. I actually found I found one of my flyers from 6 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So I ran on three things. I ran on the promise of academic excellence, fiscal responsibility, and clear communication. And if you don't mind, I'd just like to read a couple of the things. And under academic excellence, I had written, as our children journey through life, their academic progress is directly related to their social and economic success. I believe that our mission is to lay the foundation for happy, engaged, productive citizenship. I believe that our students must learn responsibility for civility and student safety. If elected, I promise that I will work to improve academic excellence throughout the Nyack schools for all students. I will keep that promise without excuse or reservation. If elected, I promise to promote academic excellence by demanding that all initiatives relate to improving academic excellence among all students. And the time is now for the Nyack schools to focus on the development of deep subject content knowledge and higher order thinking skills in all students, and their ability to apply those skills in appropriate and flexible ways. Provide experiences for students that develop their potential to become powerful adult citizens. Expect that all graduates of our school district will be able to enter college without a need for remediation. Support quality teaching and learning within the financial constraints of the district. And highlight the academic excellence currently taking place in Nyack schools by taking advantage of media outlets that we currently have. Each and every level of our decision making should be child-based, child-focused, and child-centered. And fiscal responsibility, simply to hold both the superintendent and the assistant superintendents responsible for managing the schools in accordance with the school board's policies. My mission is to be a watchdog for the taxpayers of the Nyack School District by providing facts about and shedding light on the administration's pending policies to ensure transparency, fiscal responsibility, and accountability within the limits of the law. I commit to demonstrating fiscal responsibility with our tax dollars. In reduction of the bureaucratic hierarchy, tax dollars will be saved. Those saved dollars can be spent in our classrooms, enabling our children and their instructors. And there are some things about clear communication. I will ensure that the Board of Ed meetings are always conducted in accordance with the open meetings law, and I will work to establish effective partnerships with elected officials, businesses, community-based organizations in order to improve educational programs at the school sites. I fundamentally believe that all the adults in an educational community, from teachers and parents, to faculty and staff, to the superintendent and school board, bear the responsibility of ensuring that each of our students, whether an honor student, struggling student, or, quote, average student, unquote, are really learning, that they are growing, thinking, and stretching the boundaries of their abilities every single day as we help them along the path to meeting their full potential. I hope I did some of that and helped the board and the school district to do some of that. I'd like to thank the following. My current board members, who have been a pleasure to work with, I wish you continued success and remind you that if you always do what's best for the kids, you can't go wrong. Stand up for what you believe in, but always be open and respectful to the other side of the issues. There will be difficult issues which present themselves to you, and it is incumbent upon you to see the issues clearly and act with your good conscience that what you decide is in the best interests of our students, school, and community. I want to thank my former board members who helped us to get to this place where success is possible. Of course, I want to thank Dr. Jim Montesano, a visionary in the field of education. His accepting of the superintendent's position here at NIAC was, in my opinion, the single most important factor in the success of this district and the seminal moment of my time as a board member. Thanks, of course, to the teachers, staff, and administrators who are all deeply committed to the education of our children. I'd like to thank one person in particular who is the reason that I ran for the school board in the first place. I don't think that person will ever get the credit that he deserves for setting this district on its current trajectory. And he deserves it, and he deserves that and more. I do know that if it weren't for him, Dr. Montesano might not be sitting here as our superintendent. I'd like to thank Michael Lagana for his dedication to this district. Most importantly, and finally, I want to thank my wife, Susan, and our children, David and Diana, who've always been so supportive of my time spent on the school board and of the work we've done these last 6 years. For everybody else, I'm not disappearing, and you can expect to see me at the occasional board meeting when I feel the need to attend. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much, and thank you, volunteers. Do we have a motion to recess to the reception?
Motion.
Second. We are recessed. If you could join us outside, where we can celebrate your service to our district. Okay. You got everybody? Okay, let's reconvene. Let's keep going. So, President's Report. I have a couple of items this evening. I attended the Red and Black Spring Dinner last week, along with a couple of board members. And as always, I tend to find myself getting as emotional as the coaches when you look at the bond that develops between coaches and athletes. It really is phenomenal. I remember when my daughter was very young, my own personal doctor said to me, make sure that your daughter gets involved in a sport, because the connection, the camaraderie, and the support amongst them, amongst the teams, is really strong and something she'll appreciate. Thank goodness she decided she would. But again, just seeing it. So I'd like to thank, you know, all of our coaches for what they do for our kids. And congratulations to all the athletes who were honored. Special mention must go to four young men who competed at the Penn Relay and for the first time for NIAC came home with a medal. I believe it was a gold medal. I remember I grew up in Jamaica, and Jamaica, as you well know, produces a lot of athletes, so athletics is very big. And I remember high school going to the Penn Relays was a big thing. Mm-hmm. So I was so excited to see us actually going and doing really well. Right, Winston? That's right. Mm-hmm. So many, many congratulations to that team and obviously all the athletes that night. I'd like to, as board president, extend a very, very warm welcome to Damon Bender, who is our new board member, board trustee. Thanks very much, Bender. You know, to Dan's point, you know, stepping up to volunteer is, it's a huge commitment, but I think you'll find it very, very gratifying to be part of not just this board, but being able to do for kids and see the evolution and seeing things come to fruition as we go through. So a warm welcome to you. Today, there was a lot of chatter on social media, the press. I got contacted by a number of news outlets today about an incident that happened between the village and the Nyack Hospital relating to the lease of, potential lease of property of the board to the hospital. And I will tell you, it took this board and our superintendent and me as president entirely by surprise. And I'd just like to read a note for the record for the public. We will be putting a note out on our website and a communication to the community on the actual situation. The Board of Education has received inquiries from members of our community regarding the potential change in use of a portion of the field at the old high school, located on the corner of Midland Avenue and Haven Court, for a parking area to be used by Nyack Hospital. Hospital. First and foremost, we would like to advise our community that the Board of Education has not held any formal discussions nor made any decision whatsoever about the leasing of its property to Nyack Hospital for any purpose. The board has been contacted by the hospital requesting the opportunity to lease a portion of the aforementioned board property, but no discussions regarding the board's interest in pursuing such an arrangement have taken place. The Board of Education strives to conduct district affairs by way of a continuing open dialogue between the community and the school district. In the past, when the board has contemplated decisions that will have a significant impact on our community, for example, the Princeton Plan, the bond referendum, the veterans tax exemption, breathalyzer policy, and many more over the years, it has provided open forums to understand community attitudes and aspirations for the district. Whatever discussions have transpired between the Village of Nyack and Nyack Hospital officials have not involved the Nyack Board of Education and are premature to any future board decision. Our board recognizes the residents' high level of interest in a decision concerning a change of use in its property. Should the board determine an interest in pursuing this matter, it will fully intend to provide opportunities to collect input from our community. We thank those of you who have contacted us throughout today, expressing your concerns about this issue, and we look forward to a continued spirit of cooperation among the board, the schools, and the community. That's my report. Dr. Montesano.
Yes, the only thing I would like to just briefly mention, last evening at Nyack High School, we did present the scholarships received by our upcoming graduating seniors. And I want to certainly congratulate Hunter, who was among the award winners. But in particular, I want to thank our former staff members, members of the community-based organizations, who have supported the vast number of scholarships that were awarded last night. The program was literally four pages of scholarships of various types, recognizing students across a lot of dimensions, certainly the academics, community service, athletic, music involvement, and the like. I don't know that I've ever been affiliated with a community that really recognizes and supports our upcoming graduates with their pursuit of higher education. And everybody recognizes the high cost and increasing cost of our colleges and universities. And I know this money is going to some very deserving seniors and will be well utilized in their pursuit of continued knowledge. So I want to recognize that.
Thank you, Dr. Montesano. A student representative's report, Hunter Andreska.
Thank you, President Hughes. I would like to reiterate what Dr. Montesano said. All of the students would very much like to thank all of the community members who put forth those scholarships. It means a lot to all of us. Like Dr. Montesano said, it was literally four pages long of scholarships and awards being given out to seniors. Also, President Hughes mentioned that those four boys competed in the Penn Relays, and they will be competing at States this Friday in the 4x1 relay, so good luck to them this weekend. And finally, we held our student council elections last month, and I am more than happy to say that Indigo Golub will be taking my place next year on, or as student body representative. And that is my report.
Thank you, Hunter. Board of Education reports. Trustee Marshall.
Thank you, President Hughes. Just a few things. I wanted to mention that I attended, it wasn't necessarily a school function, but I did attend along with Trustee Mark. The NIAC Center hosted a fundraiser, and NIAC Center is very instrumental in both the NIAC School District's after-school programs, and their director, Kim Cross, was there. But this is the annual fundraiser, the 15th Men's Cooking. And while I didn't win, it was great to be in that arena with so many community members, school members, fellow board members, and to share in that event, and even one of our former school members, school administrators, Principal Arietta was there as well, and he actually won. So that was good. The second thing was I went to the follow-up to the Most Likely to Succeed movie, the Community Priorities Forum, in which Dr. Montesano hosted, and that was a real great event to look at the results of the community survey, which is on our website, and to look at many of our administrators showcasing their projects. I didn't get around to many of the showcases because I stopped at the Life Skills Classroom in the CDOS, and Lynn Giles Harris represented that. And if you know Lynn Giles Harris, she's just captivating and had so much to share about what is being done in the CDOS program. She also oversees, along with our new, with Leonardo Macias, Leo Macias, the CHOICE program, which is our life skills program. And I just was just captivated by what they're doing in that. So it was just a great event. It was good to see many people there, and it's good to also see what our superintendent is leading our district in terms of a different approach to education, in terms of what you're doing with everything in terms of critical thinking, collaboration, all of that. It was just a great evening. And the was it the Tech Talk by Sean Anker? That's yes. Always refreshing. I could look at that over and over. Just wanted to echo Karen's comments regarding the red and black. Our athletic director, Joseph Gillo, who's here, does such an excellent job of just running the event, and it could not be run with all of his volunteers. But the moment in which Karen had already mentioned with respect to the gentleman who competed in the pin relays, the way that Coach Shelton Whitley presented that, this had never been done before. So those folks, along with all of our athletes, deserve so much recognition. That's always a great event to be at. And then I think, and then had the pleasure of going to the middle school honors night, which is great. They run that event very well. It's great to see the middle schoolers that are going to be matriculating to the high school and see how they've grown from elementary school. So I was thrilled to be a part of that. And that is my report.
Thank you very much, Trustee Marshall. Trustee Mark.
President Hughes, thank you. I touched briefly on the parent-child home program run by Julie Cassell, Family Resource Center. They had a year-end celebration. They go into homes with children who are learning the English language, and they do reading and play and teaching with the parents on education skills. Very good, small, directed program, successful. I'm very, very proud of the Family Resource Center and 21C, which helps to sponsor it in the district, which makes it go forward. Also had the pleasure of seeing the Waldron Homework Club, which has just proven just a wonderful thing. Michelle O'Sullivan and Amy Libel Ferrugia are running the program for the district, and they are getting great attendance from kids who are getting in there and getting their after-school work done with some assistance, and there was great energy at that event. It was just terrific to see. It just was a wonderful, once again, a small program that's very focused and very directed and very effective. And lastly, with all the concerts that happened at the end of the year, I just want to recognize Drew Pluhowski, who was the choral director for the district, has been here for many years, very a wonderful teacher and a real force and who is retiring, and so it was a good warm feeling in the room and a great concert, and I just wanted to recognize Drew and thank her for her service in the district. And I thank you very much. That's my report.
Trustee Irvin.
Hi, yes. Actually, I have an award that I've been asked to give tonight as well. school board members who participate in training activities, I believe this might have been earned at the NISBA conference that occurred in Boston, but we have another board member who has attained board mastery level 3, which is 250 hours of continued training with respect to board activities, and it is awarded to Ms. Karen Hughes.
A free coupon for another seminar.
So you can keep training.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Karen.
Thank you, Leah.
And I just want to say, you know, I looked at the calendar today, and I was shocked to realize that we have actually just about 3 weeks of school left.
About
and
one
then
more
this
fire drill.
Year is over. And, you know, there's always a lot of activities going on in June, but it's really a lot of fun to see the end of the year concerts and participate in the awards ceremonies and graduation. And I'm looking forward to that. And just say, I think this was a terrific year. And on to the next. And that's my report. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Trustee Maraschino.
All right. So a lot of the stuff that I attended and was going to talk about was already mentioned, but so I'll just sort of highlight the pieces of those that I thought were sort of the most impressive. What I like best about the Community's Priorities Forum that Dr. Montesano and Lisa Ritalik organized was really having the opportunity to see all of the great programs and different things that our district offers, because sometimes, you know, we're on the board, we've got a pretty good sense for what we're offering. We're at all these meetings, and sometimes people just don't know. So just being able to hear from the students who are part of the science research project and seeing the different projects made with the 3D printer, it was really great opportunity. Red and Black Club I was at, and the piece that struck me the most about that is I love seeing our students that are sort of trying new sports. You know, all the different sports that we offer. And, you know, you see freshmen who are getting awarded for the shot put, which I'm sure they've obviously never, you know, probably maybe tried in middle school. But just the opportunity for kids to really try different sports, especially the track teams, which are so big and offer so much opportunities to so many kids. I wanted to congratulate Michael and James on their wonderful cooking at Men Cooking, because I got to eat it. That was great, and it's just a wonderful event that NIAC Center organizes.
James had that margarita stew. It was really great.
It is really good. And your guacamole, really good. I brought with me this, I don't know if I'm sure maybe some have got to see it, but it's the high school's literary and art magazine called Dimensions, which I think was recently published. And there are three students that are the editors-in-chief, Ethan Kim, Amy Channon, and Maggie Collier. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. And it's just this amazing magazine of poetry and short stories that, you know, actually Indigo brought it home and, you know, gave it to her mom who works with me and was just talking about, you know, just so impressed by the quality of writing in here. So I just wanted to recognize the students that put this together because it's so impressive. And the one other thing that I wanted to mention, I didn't bring my school board association newspaper or the that we get in the mail, but there was one really great article that I had also seen people sort of reposting on Facebook, and it was about a school that has their seniors go back and walk down the halls of the elementary schools. I happened, you know, it was in our school board newspaper. It was, like I said, a lot of parents were reposting on Facebook. It just looked like an interesting idea to put out there, you know, for the seniors to get to go back and see their elementary schools, for the elementary students to really aspire to being graduates one day, and sort of for the teachers to really see the products that they created, these kids who start with them as these little babies and then are going off as these amazing adults.
So, I thought some of our seniors did that this year, no?
Did they?
We always have a senior speak at the fifth grade graduation,
yes.
But I believe that article, the kids actually go down in caps and gowns.
They do. Yeah. We do so many great things. Yeah. It just was like one thing that just sort of touched a chord.
Yeah, we do bridges.
Right. So I just wanted to mention that. And that's it. That's my report.
Thank you. Damon, want to take a shot?
I haven't really done much since I've been added to the board, but the one event I did attend was the Valley Cottage Elementary concert for 1 and 2. I'm obviously quite involved in VCE because I've got 2 kids in the school there, but it was just great event. It was good to hear. There's one particular song that they sing, Don't Laugh at Me. It's about bullying, and it's just it's amazing to hear, you know, first and second graders sing about bullying and the purity within the voices. So just a good event. I look forward to attending more events throughout the district, you know, not limited to VCE. So that's really my report. Happy to be aboard, and like I said, more to come.
Right. Excellent. Thanks, Eamon. And last but very most definitely not least, Trustee Dan Juchter.
Thank you, President Hughes. Like has been, I think, for most of the 6 years, I've been trying to keep my board reports relatively short. And this should be no exception. This is my last meeting. I'm going to be out of town for the last board meeting of the school year. And also I'll be out of town that week for the graduation. So I wanted to wish Hunter particularly individually congratulations and wish him well on his college pursuits. But collectively the class of 2016 to be safe this summer, have fun, then get refocused on the next part of the journey, which will be an incredible one. So congratulations to the class of 2016. And that is my board report. Thank you all.
Thank you, Dan. Okay. Dr. Montesano, any responses to citizens' prior proposals, questions, and concerns?
There are none.
All right, wonderful. Thank you. We have a number of citizens in attendance who have signed up to speak, and I'd like to call you to the mic one at a time. Elijah Reichlin, did I pronounce that correctly? If you could step up to the mic, state your name.
Hi, can you all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me without the mic? Or
No, you need it for the podcast.
Okay. So my name is Elijah Reichlin Melnick. Good evening, Dr. Montesano, President Hughes, members of the school board. I'm here today both as a NIAC resident and a proud NIAC school graduate, class of 2002. And it was great to kind of brought back nice memories to see the students presenting the yearbook today because I was the editor in chief of the NIAC High School yearbook when I was here 14 years ago. So be interested to glance at one of those after the meeting, see how I'm sure it looks great. So I just came today because I had some questions about the what you spoke about, possible use of school board property, were people asking that question. So I was one of the ones who asked this question online. I saw a fairly detailed rendering drawn up by the hospital and presented to the village, and I don't come with any particular assumption about this, but it did raise a question, which is why the hospital might have taken the time to do that without having any sort of a conversation in advance with the school board. And I understand that you emphasize there's been no decision, there's been no official discussions, anything like that. So, but I am wondering, have there been any unofficial discussions? I mean, have they approached the school board?
No, they haven't. They approached and said they'd like us to consider it.
Mm-hmm.
We took that on board. We have not made any decisions, none, as to why they chose to represent blueprints and building plans for property they do not own.
Mm-hmm.
I would direct you to the hospital to ask that question.
Okay, and I appreciate that answer. Okay. Thank you. So the other question, one of the things which also concerned me, because I also am an alternate member of the Village of NIAC Planning Board, is that I understand from the hospital conveyed to the village they felt that if they were to lease the property from the school district, that they would not be bound by NIAC's local zoning ordinance, because the school district being municipal entity, the hospital's position appeared to be might be exempt, and I'm
that's
wondering.
That's just in response. That's sure. A bit of an open question. It's a legal question.
Right.
You should be aware that as a public school,
mm-hmm.
The school district exists for the purposes of the state under the state constitution. So there's a variety of ordinances that school districts are not typically subject to. Mm-hmm. It gets a little bit more gray when there's a change of use for, quote, a non-educational purpose. Mm-hmm. And there is ample case law in the state. I'm certainly not an attorney. The board is represented by an attorney. But again, just to demonstrate President Hsu's earlier comment, the board has not really engaged in discussions with this board attorney to even look at that question. Mm-hmm. But I do understand that the hospital may have been represented by its own legal counsel, and they may have their own legal counsel opinion on that, which is far beyond my expertise and certainly the board's from that perspective. But that would, you know, should the board have any interest in going forward, that would certainly have to be a question that would be, pursued.
Thanks. Yeah, I appreciate that answer, and I'm aware that this is a legal question as much as a practical question. My understanding, though, is that even if the law might allow the school district to choose to proceed with a change in use without going through the village land use process, that the school district still could choose to submit these plans to the village for normal land use review as you would for any other.
It could, but also keep in mind that any Board of Education, its first approval comes through the Department of Education mm-hmm. of the state of New York, mm-hmm. and it would have to submit plans to the state before it even entertained even going beyond that. But certainly, I think to your point, irregardless of any ordinances, or, you know, whether or not needs to be submitted, my experience has typically been that boards of education will alert the town, about their plans and things like that. So. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I don't want to take up any more time, but I do hope that if there is a decision made to consider the offer seriously, there would be a full public debate, discussion, that the village would be included, that the village's land use boards would be included in the process. And certainly as somebody that grew up a few blocks away from there, lives a few blocks away now, that does not seem like the right use for the kind of neighborhood that it is, and I would hope that you would politely tell the hospital to look to their own property to put up a parking structure there if that's what they feel they need to do to meet their own parking needs. Thank you.
Thank you. Kyle Ryan.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen of the board.
Could you state your name for the podcast?
Oh, I'm sorry. Kyle Ryan. I live on 25 Haven Court. So I'm myself and a lot of my neighbors here, some of the who couldn't make it tonight because of the short notice of this whole thing that blew up, want to express ourselves and basically listen to what you have to say, but also express our concerns about this handing this property over via lease or via a sale to the hospital. I don't know if any of you live in the neighborhood, but currently, it's really hard to get parking on the streets. The hospital kind of pushes all their employees out onto the street, but yet has valet parking that hardly goes unused during the day. So they're charging people for parking, but yet putting it out on the streets. So you guys are proposing, or the hospital's proposing, a paid parking lot for that spot, which most people who are going to drive down there are not going to want to pay for. So the point would be moot. They're going to be parking in the parking lots or park on the streets anyway, let alone the parking lot there. So we're going to sacrifice a baseball field, which a lot of the kids in the neighborhood grew up playing on. I'm sure some of your kids play on this as well. I think it would be a horrible decision to make to lease or give this property in any way to the hospital. A lot of us feel that that would be just a stepping stone for them to take over the football field next, so they can build a larger structure on their property and not have to pay for parking or lose any ability to grow, and we would suffer for it. We lose all that open space. And I think that would be a tragedy, because in the center of town, there is very little open space. That is it. And, you know, you drive by there, there's kids playing on the baseball field. That would not happen if that goes to the hospital. I don't understand why anyone would consider paving over all of Nyack, because that's basically one of the last green spaces, and every blade of grass there would just be macadam, and we'd lose the character of the town. So I would urge you, if it comes to your consideration, to please refuse this. This is a horrible decision. It would be a horrible decision to make. If it's a money issue, I mean, I'm sure a lot of us will get together and find a charity or something to help us buy this property if that's the case. We'll outbid the hospital if we have to, but this would be a tragedy. So that's what I would like to say. I know there's a lot of my other neighbors would like to talk as well. And as I said, there's a lot of people who haven't even, they're at home steaming, fuming right now, unable to express themselves because they have child obligations or other obligations. But I think a lot of people also didn't show up for the News and Views article that was saying, oh, nothing's really happening. They, you know, we haven't had any formal discussions, but I want one question for you. Is there any formal discussions scheduled?
No, we haven't scheduled anything.
Nothing. Okay. So, you know, if there is a formal discussion, I would hope that you would let us know, the public know, that they are actually engaging in trying to make this happen, because a lot of us will do everything we can to not let this happen.
Understood. Thank you very
much,
Mr.
Thank you.
Tina Garassi.
Good evening. My name is Tina Garassi. There were many more of us here earlier, but some of us were not aware that we were going to have the whole nice honoring thing that went on. Congratulations to you, by the way. So, just to not to reiterate everything that the two gentlemen before me just said, I happen to live on Haven Court, and I own and operate a licensed daycare on Haven Court. My children play. My children play baseball. We use that field for the school. It's used for school purposes. Which just keeps running in my mind is however many years ago that was when I was standing up here talking about being against the bond that obviously went through. We had a whole conversation about what's going to happen with McCallum Field. What's going to happen? Is it going to be sold? Is it going to be condos? Is it going to be a parking lot? No, 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 no. Nobody's looking at McCallum Field. Now all of a sudden, McCallum Field, you know, is up, possibly is being looked at by Montefiore Hospital. And it feels like we're all back and like, what is there to talk about? You know, I'm just asking, if they come to you and you decide to sit and have this conversation, just say no. Please, just say no for our community. That's all I have to say. I mean, everybody else has said stuff. I talked to the lady from the Journal News. I was very nice to her. I didn't say anything mean. I told them honestly how nice everybody's been getting back to me with emails, getting back to me with texts. The board has really been really on board, I have to say. I'm very proud to be a part of this community, but please just say no. That's all I have to say. Thank you. I don't know who's next.
Thank you. Mary, apologies, I can't read your last name. State your name for the podcast, please.
My name is Mary Chichoris, and I live at 29 Haven Court. I would be the person whose property would be most directly affected by a parking lot. So on behalf of myself and my neighbors, since my driveway would abut the proposed parking lot that the hospital has put plans together for, which is a little kind of strange, given that nobody's kind of even encouraged them, at least from what you're saying, to even go forward with any type of plan. But as to echo Kyle's remark, we don't have much open space left in Nyack. I've been here for 13 years now, and I've watched all of the woods on 9W be raised and big houses and condominiums put in their place. I have deer that pretty much live in my backyard because they have nowhere else to go. The kids play. One of the nicest things about living next to the field is on a Saturday morning, listening to the sound of the kids running, playing. The field is used by a lot of people. You know, it might be a father teaching his son how to play ball or whatever, but you know, it's something, it's part of the community, it's part of the neighborhood. Putting a parking lot in our neighborhood would just degrade the community, would degrade our neighborhood. Not to mention all of the other issues with parking. We all have parking issues because the Nyack Hospital doesn't take care of their employees and make sure that they have places to park, or we all have problems. I have people turning around in my driveway about 100 times a day so that they can park in front of my house or in front of my neighbors' houses. They ruin our driveways, they ruin our curbs. You know, we're not very friendly with them, and as and I agree with Kyle, there's not, if you put a paid parking spot there, they're still going to park on our street. They're still going to turn around in my driveway. It's not going to solve any problems because they're not going to want to pay. And if they don't have to pay, who wants to pay when you don't have to pay? But again, you know, don't degrade our neighborhood by allowing a parking lot to go in there.
Thank you very much. Henry Rand.
Hi, I'm Henry Rand. I live at 5 Rockland Place, which is on the corner of Haven Court, right across from the parking lot.
We live in the same house.
I'm Beth Riso. Sorry, your name for the podcast? Your name, please?
Beth Riso. We live at the same house.
Okay. You know, I've had discussions with Dr. Montesano over the past few years, and a lot of it kind of revolves around, you know, being a good neighbor. And he's been very helpful and very considerate of us when we brought up issues, and I much appreciate that. And I would just ask the board to keep that in mind as you consider this issue, since it's been brought up to you by the hospital. Our property values, the quality of our residential neighborhood, the ability of the children to play in the field, you know, possible further expansion of the hospital, because if they get a foothold in there, you know, there's going to be more pressure to take more of it. That will change the whole character of our residential neighborhood into something much different. It will definitely degrade our property values. It will really affect our quality of life. And, you know, I'd like you to consider just be a good neighbor, you know, put yourself in our place and think about how that section of our community would be adversely affected by this proposed plan.
A petition went out today, and in a matter of hours, over 100 people signed a petition against this thing happening. I think you'd be hard pressed to find anyone in the village who's going to support this. People are really scared. People don't want this. It's non-controversial. It's pretty much unanimous. The village of Nyack is against this. And probably a lot of people in Valley Cottage whose children play at the field in Little League. It's, you know, we're talking hundreds and hundreds of people who don't want this. So, you know, rather than even consider it, you know, if at some point in the near future you can tell us, don't worry, we have no intention of ever letting that field go, then we would nip this in the bud. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Terrence Rock. May I advise you that you only have 2 minutes to speak? We do have a time limit.
Good evening, President Hughes. This is Terrence Rock, resident of Valley Cottage. And I'm not here to talk about the hospital. I actually just wanted to get on record to say thank you to Dan Juchter for his years of service. Congratulations to Hunter. Congratulations to our newest board member, and good luck. And thank you to the board for another wonderful year. So I just wanted to say that publicly and be on record. That's all I have to say. Good evening.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rock. This time, are there any other citizens' proposals, questions, or concerns that haven't signed up? No? Okay. Thank you, everyone, for coming in this evening and sharing your concerns with us. Dr. Montesano. Are there any citizens' proposals, questions, and concerns on our one workshop item? Nope. Okay. So.
Workshop. Yes. The one workshop item is just really to acknowledge that back earlier in May, the United States Department of Education and Justice issued a joint guidance to school districts to ensure that all students, including transgender students, can attend school in an environment free of discrimination. And the board had asked for some information with regard to what our situation is in the Nyack Public Schools with regard to this issue, which obviously has attracted a lot of concern across our country and various states taking on different issues. And I'm very proud to report to the board that the district has in fact been very proactive in taking steps to provide a positive school culture in which transgender students can feel safe, supported, and fully included, as suggested by our New York Commissioner of Education, Aaliyah. And I can also, which I did inform the board when this took place, but earlier this year, Keenan Bean, which is the law firm that represents the NIAC Board of Education, did provide our administrators in the district with training on various case state law, state and federal guidance that had been issued at that particular point in time. Our high school principal, I really do want to credit Ms. Saiva, who had held a number of meetings for her staff to advise all of our instructional staff and support staff with regard to what Keenan Bean had provided to the district with regard to guidance on this particular issue. In addition, as you saw earlier tonight, we have a pretty active NIAC High School PTA, and the PTA did invite Rockland County Candle to make a presentation to our parent organization as well with regard to that. Over this past summer, we had converted one of our faculty bathrooms that resides on the main floor of the high school into a unisex bathroom facility that is open to any student that chooses to utilize that facility. And again, for transgender students, it is not required that they utilize that facility, but it provides with them another option for those students. To my knowledge, and I've talked to all of our school principals, and I think everyone that has been in this community for some time recognizes that this is a, in my judgment, a district that is very open and accepting to diversity on all various levels. We have not had, while we do have, without question, identifiable students that have identified themselves as transgenders, we have not had any issues that have presented itself to the district, to any of our schools in particular. You should note that under the federal guidelines that transgender students may in fact participate in athletic programming that is true to their own sexual identity. To our knowledge, this has not been an issue that that we have seen. It may be something at some point in time that we, you know, very likely will see. But all I can share with you, while I know in some communities this is a hot button issue and districts, you know, wrestle, boards of education wrestle with policy development and things of that sort. There is no New York School Boards Association model policy at this point on this issue. I don't really see a need for the district or the Board of Education to develop a policy at this particular point. But certainly that would be a board decision going forward. But I just wanted to provide you information. I know I provide you with the information with regard to the full guidelines, both coming out from the Commissioner of Education's office, along with the federal guidelines that I mentioned as well. And, you know, certainly any questions the board may have on that topic, I'd be happy to try to respond to.
Thank you, Dr. Montesano. Any questions for Dr. Montesano?
Sorry.
Michael Mark.
Go ahead. No, Michael can go first.
Thank you for the report and for the awareness. It's something that's being spoken about much more, and something that that we need to be aware of. I'm curious, and I don't have an answer, don't have a suggestion. I'm not asking for an answer, just raising the thought. You said that we converted one of the restrooms in the school to gender neutral.
Well, I call it unisex, you know, not non-gender specific.
Right. And from my understanding in some of my conversations with folks, that while that is an answer to the problem, that it's not necessarily what all transgender people are looking for.
And nor do we take it that position. Our position, it is just another option for students. Some
right.
Some students do, in fact, utilize that
okay.
facility. And students that would prefer to use a sexual identifiable, bathroom, they're entitled to do that. I can share with you, we have some students that are more comfortable going to the nurse's station,
mm-hmm.
and we provide that as an option. So our perspective is to give options. We don't recommend, we just make students, all of our students, aware of the options that they have. And you should be,
right.
you know, keep in mind also that you have some non-gender conforming students as well that really haven't declared themselves as to, you know, identifying with either sex. So that's also something that we see at our high school as well.
Mm-hmm. I thank you for the clarification. I think
sure.
it's important.
Thank you. Trustee Marshall?
My question was answered by the previous answer from Dr. Mm-hmm. Montesano, so thank you.
Any other comments? No? Thanks very much, Dr. Montesano. I appreciate the report. Okay, action items. Are there any citizens' proposals, questions, and concerns on our action items? None. Do we have a motion to accept action items 5.2 and 5.3?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion?
Question. The reorganization meeting is July 12th. Is that right?
That's correct.
That's what this resolution is for.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just wanted to write down the date.
July 12th. Tuesday.
Are we meeting an executive session before that?
I don't know if we have any topics. We'll do an agenda planning meeting prior to that meeting.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any other discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. Do we have a motion to accept this, Michael Mark?
Sorry, President Hughes, I forgot to mention item 6.1 I need to abstain on. So you might need to do that separately.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I was advised on the BOCES board, they advised me to abstain on that side as well, which I did.
Okay, so if you should keep your lips together. And
we'll do
so. Do we have a motion to accept items 6.2 to 6.4?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. All in favor of action item 6.1, Third Amendment to Lease Agreement and Rider between NIAC School District and Rockland BOCES. All in favor?
You need a motion.
Aye.
No, sorry. Aye. Motion to accept 6.1.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained?
Abstain.
For the record, please note that we have acceptance from six board members and abstention by Trustee Michael Mark. Dr. Montesano, personnel.
Yes, we have a number of appointments for some varied vacancies throughout the district caused by primarily through retirements. And I certainly want to thank the committees that have been involved in assisting us with the selection. I do want to give particular note to action items 7.5 and 7.9. And he's actually here in the audience. I can see him back there, Mr. Sigillo. I just want to recognize Joe for his organization of what is was done, in my opinion, a very comprehensive search to fill the role for Mike Rampone as a physical education teacher who is leaving us to accept the position as athletic director in the Ardsley School District. And also to replace Mike, who has been exceptional as a head coach for both our girls' varsity basketball program and varsity football program. And through Joe's search process, I believe we've identified two very capable candidates to fill those very important roles for our student athletes. Peter Bradley, who is a physical education teacher currently at the high school, is being recommended as the head varsity girls basketball coach, and Mr. Dominic DiMatteo as the new NIAC Indians football coach and also physical education teacher. And I know Joe included in his search process with his committee student athletes from our high school, parents that are very connected to our football program, along with members of his staff as well. And I really feel that we have a very qualified candidate that we're bringing before you tonight. And with the board's approval tonight, I know the coach would like to even start meeting with the kids, I think probably sometime tomorrow. So I just wanted to bring attention to that.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much, Dr. Montesano. So do we have a motion to accept action items 7.1 through 7.12?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Motion carries. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second? Second. We are adjourned.
Thank you, Michael.